5 minutes with our guest, Janine Roberts. We have Barbara Lowe Fisher joining us. The nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC. Big developments there. They've been running a lot of psych warfare ops, having minions of theirs claim that they put out fake evidence that vaccines cause autism. We have the government's own internal documents. This won't work. This cover-up won't work. And interesting that our last guest on Diamonds was already bringing this up separately as one of her new investigations. They can't stop the truth coming out. Tyranny is in deep trouble. We'll take a final call for Janine Roberts. I want to also encourage everybody to get her book, Greed and Glitter. Janine Roberts, you can get it lots of places, but we have it at Infowars.com. And this book can save you a lot of money from your wife or girlfriend not wanting diamonds anymore, or at least knowing that they're semi-precious laying on the ground. They're just geographically only in certain areas, so there's a global cartel controlling that. Let's talk to Alex in Florida. Alex, you are on the air with Janine Roberts.
Oh, Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Pleasure to talk to you. What's your question?
Not necessarily for Ms. Roberts, because I was holding for a while. It was about the
okay, I thought we were taking callers who were specifically for her. In fact, okay, but go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've been holding for a while. I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. I just wanted to mention that something that was going on in Florida about the economy and the school district literally going bust and cutting everywhere. There's a protest going on, and it's really, really big. I don't know if you know anything about it.
Everything's going to collapse by design, just like Mexico. I'm going to have to go back to you later, because I specifically went to the calls and asked who was for Mrs. Roberts, but thank you. Our guest is here to specifically talk about diamonds, or she expanded it out into vaccines. Janine Roberts, in the closing 3 minutes we have left, final comments from you.
Okay. I want to say that I watched U.S. military scientists in Washington, D.C. They were losing gas from the next door sewage plant and passing it through an oxyacetylene torch, and they were making diamonds from it, real diamonds, flawless diamonds, to tip missile cones. And they're kind of joking about it because they said the gas from the sewage works next door, it makes white diamonds, really fine white diamonds. And I've now found out that De Beers has two plants, one on the Isle of Man off the British coast, another one in South Africa, where you use similar technology to manufacture pure diamonds. So when you get your diamond for your girlfriend, if you do decide to get one, just remember it could be made by the sewage works plant.
Yeah, because they burn the methane and then get that pure carbon.
They do. They're just injecting the gas into the oxyacetylene flame. You didn't need anything more than an ordinary welding torch. Do you need high pressure? I mean, technology is changing. And, I mean, if you want to get stones, get emeralds or rubies or some of the other stones. They haven't got such a racket attached to them. It's diamonds that have got the worst rackets of the lot. And it's simply, I haven't had a chance to say it, but they went into American high schools during the Second World War. They started off then, said, buy diamonds, it's patriotic, but we're supporting wartime industries. They sold it to us as an ancient tradition. But the old tradition was in India, where diamonds were worn by men. Because they're so hard, they're seen as a symbol of heredity, not a symbol of feminine charm. And so they changed the old stories, and they made a big myth about it and told everyone that if you want to get married, you've got to give your girl a diamond. And they invented the story, and they took us for a ride.
And it works like a charm because people love to be suckers, and the very same bankers that control the diamond trade and the drug trade, and illegal and legal, are just gang-raping us right now. We got to fight them off like you did those thugs.
The way the bankers have looked after their banks, they should be given medical treatment. I mean, they should be given psychological help, because if they make a mess of our banks, why give them more money?
Well, a mess for them is good. Janine Roberts.
I mean, it's like someone has got a gambling habit, you give them more money.
Well, they got SWAT teams. If you don't follow their orders, they control the government. They have the SWAT teams in the military. So the fraud will continue endlessly until everybody's homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. Thank you for joining us, Janine Roberts. Thank you so much.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Getting Barbara Fisher on the horn. One of my producers is out today, and it's a wrong number to hear. But we'll work on getting her on from the National Vaccine Information Center, one of the founders of that, because they were there and followed the case at this whitewash vaccine damage court that the feds have. And just study after study, government studies, universities, the vaccines, cancer viruses, mercury, killing people, giving them cancer. Just thousands and thousands of studies coming out every year. Just devastating people. And government documents getting leaked and congressional hearings, but it's really never on the news. So they come out and say, oh, one doctor says that he faked evidence that vaccines caused autism, and that was the only study to ever say it, and it's all disproven now. Folks, then they try to say people are over-reporting and over-diagnosing autism-type disorders. Well, you know, that's funny. One subgroup of autistic folks are known as idiot savants. That's the term used. No insult to autistic children. That's the term, idiot savant. I'm sure a lot of you have seen, what's the film with Rain Man, where he's the card counter and he's the idiot savant. And I mean, there's really people who can do that. You can say, what's 867,297,000 combined with this algorithm of a 284 trillion, you know, Googleplexes, and they can basically tell you the answer to the mathematical equation. But they can't tie their shoelaces. They can't do anything. Idiot savants were 1 in 10 million. I mean, they were incredibly rare. And autistic, well, you know, it was 1 in a million. Then it was 1 in 26,000. And now it was 1 in 168. And then it was now 1 in 87. And they have whole wings of schools with the autistic children now. And you take your children to see a movie. I've done it a few times. And they'll have whole rows of the autistic children. And all these poor mothers there that were good mommies and gave them all the shots. And you talk to these mothers and these, you say, when did this happen? When did this first unfold? And they say, oh, 18 months. And these will be mothers who don't even know about vaccines and autism. They're like, oh, he was 18 months or she was 18 months. We gave him his third round of shots. And then it happened. You'll need to communicate with John if she's there because I don't know. No one's letting me know. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So all of this goes on, all of this happens, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And there's so many other, you know, situations now where government allows industry to do this, and it's by design, it's eugenics. I mean, I get up on air and I tell people half of corn syrup products have high levels of mercury. Now that's just a tested fact by independent industry and the government. In fact, Google that, folks. Mercury corn syrup, because people still email me, don't believe this. Just Google and then hit news, mercury in corn syrup, and I want to show the Washington Post headline. And now they just said, you know what? Mercury isn't bad for you anymore. And I have the newscast. I've played it many times. Not going to play it again. You can just Google. News says mercury's good for you. It turns out that 90%+, I want to Google this next. Just show the news article. 90%+ of infant formula has melamine, deadly plastic, attacks all the organs, the kidneys. They just used to say it was bad. People are dying all over the place from it. They just say, no, it's good for you now. Bayer shipped out over 1 million ampules of factor VIII filled with HIV and hepatitis knowingly, came out in their own documents and lawsuits. Nobody gets in trouble. It's just, hey, you know, HIV is good for you. Hepatitis is good for you. Millions and millions and millions have died. The government admits from the simian virus 40 alone, and there's all these other viruses. You know, you heard last hour about leukemia viruses in your shots. Or all the government studies about how you have a massive increase in Alzheimer's if you take the shots. We do have our guest on with us, and I appreciate Barbara Lowe Fisher, one of the founders of the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center, on with us, and she's been tracking the propaganda and the disinfo being put out by the government's own court, bought and paid for by the vaccine makers. And so she joins us now for the balance of the hour, and we'll open the phones up later in the hour four. Barbara, great to have you here with us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, break down the latest. I know HPV is killing folks and maiming them, and I know they're telling us that autism isn't caused by vaccines now with this latest federal court ruling. Break down what's most important for folks to know right now.
My goodness, there's so much going on in the past 3 weeks. Yes, we issued a press release several weeks ago. It was a special report that was carried on CBS regarding Gardasil vaccine, HPV vaccine, that was licensed in 2006 after being fast-tracked. The FDA allowed Merck to fast-track that vaccine, unfortunately, because it's killing and brain injuring and causing immune system problems, really serious problems for a lot of girls. And what's really tragic, a lot of these girls are very healthy, high functioning. I mean, straight A students, athletes, gymnasts, cheerleaders, very, very healthy girls who are getting one or more shots of Gardasil and are dying within days or weeks of this vaccination, are being left with seizure disorders that can't be controlled with medication, rheumatoid arthritis symptoms. They will collapse. Their blood pressure will drop, and they will collapse. There's inflammation of the heart, inflammation of the brain, inflammation of different organs in the body. It's really serious. And if you go onto our website at www.nbic.org, you can search the MedAlerts database, which we have provided the data that from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, where you can go on and you can search, and if you just click on HPV4 and search the fields, you can read the reports that are being made to the government, which the government has dismissed as being all a coincidence. In October, the government issued a report saying all these girls who are dying and who are being brain injured, it's all a coincidence. It has nothing to do with Gardasil vaccine. And we issued a report, as I said, several weeks ago. What we did is we went in and we looked and compared Gardasil vaccine reactions, adverse event reports, to the Federal Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System with another vaccine that is also used in the same age group, that is 11 to 12-year-old children. And that vaccine is called Menactra. It's a vaccine for meningococcal. And the difference between the two vaccines is that the meningococcal vaccine, Menactra, is given to both boys and girls, whereas Gardasil is only given to girls. And what we found was a 3 to 30 times more reports of serious health problems and deaths after Gardasil than after Menactra vaccine. And, you know, I mean, we're talking twice as many emergency room visits. We're talking seven times the reports for the field disabled or did not recover. It was clear that you had two vaccines, and if the vaccines were equally reactive, if it was all a coincidence, you would have actually had a higher incidence in the Menactra group. Why? Because Menactra is only given once. It's given singly, and it's given to boys and girls. You have about 16 million doses of that vaccine that have been given as of about the middle of last year, and 15 million doses of Gardasil. Gardasil is given three times. So you really should have, if everything was the same, you should have had more reaction reports after Menactra. So clearly, we've got a problem with Gardasil. And I think that it's really important for anybody out there who is even considering having their daughter vaccinated with this vaccine, they've got to do their own research before they take that child in.
Well, I just want to add that I just noticed with exact headlines from articles we've written and linked to that there's some type of Google block right now on separate issue. I was just looking for it, melamine in 90% of baby formula. That was a Washington Post headline. It's not even available on news or web. They are scrubbing. Have you run into this?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because I did. There was someone who said to me the other day that she had gone in and she was actually researching hepatitis B vaccine, and that reports that she'd been able to get on that vaccine prior were no longer on. I think it was the Google search engine, but she found them on other search engines. And I don't know whether there is this whitewashing going on.
There definitely is. I put the exact headline in, and it's not there. This is getting sick. You know, I want to get into the facts and the data with you when we come back. But right now, Barbara, I want to understand, how do they think they're going to get away with all of this? I mean, not just the vaccines, but mercury in half of the corn syrup, 90%+ of the baby formula, melamine. And before, it's a scientific fact it's killing people. Now they just say, no, it's good. I mean, it's almost like mass mental illness has happened.
Well, you know, I mean, certainly we have absolutely do not have enough regulation of the toxins which are being put into our environment by the chemical companies, by pharmaceutical companies, by many different companies that are producing these products that are toxic. And it's only going to be changed by the people rising up and demanding that the politicians that they elect, the legislators they elect at the state and federal level, are responsive to the concerns of the people, because otherwise we are going to become consumers of toxic product, and particularly in the area of vaccination, when there's calls to end the exemptions, to end religious and philosophical exemption, leaving only medical exemption, which you can't even get anymore, we become captive consumers of toxic products.
Barbara Lowe Fisher, stay there. I want to give out the website for folks that want to get informed. We're in a major info war with the government. I want to go through this latest whitewash with Keith Olbermann really disgracing himself, trying to come out and say that people faked autism information as a way to discredit it all. Just eugenics.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
When you look at how the International Crime Syndicate, known as the New World Order,
well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell,
treats the third world, you'll understand they're totally ruthless and doing the same things to us. Barbara Lowe Fisher, the head of the preeminent organization that fights for people to know the truth about vaccines and know what's happening, the National Vaccine Information Center is our guest. Please continue going down the Holocaust that's happening.
Well, you had mentioned prior to break that, you know, what's happened in the U.S. Court of Claims here in Washington with regard to giving compensation to children who have been injured by vaccines. You know, many years ago when the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act was passed, our children were only being asked by government, recommended by government, to get 7 vaccines. It was 23 doses of 7 vaccines. It was measles, mumps, rubella, and MMR, and DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, and polio. So 23 doses of 7 vaccines. That law was supposed to be for vaccines that, you know, like polio, that we were trying to control, polio. It was not for vaccines like Gardasil, as I was speaking of before, or some rotavirus and these other vaccines that have now come out since then. Now our children are getting 69 doses of 16 vaccines, and a lot of children are regressing after getting all of these vaccines, sometimes 8 to 10 vaccines on one day. And they're regressing, and they're becoming autistic, learning disabled, having ADHD, ADD, intestinal bowel disorders, et cetera. Well, the government doesn't really want to acknowledge that this is occurring. And so what's happened over the years is a system that was supposed to provide parents with an alternative to suing doctors in court. It was really what I call an experiment in tort reform. There was a lot of pressure for tort reform 20 years ago. And Congress was persuaded by the vaccine manufacturers. They told Congress and the country they were going to leave this country without any vaccines. Congress said, we are going to protect these companies. So we came to the table and fought for as much as we had no power. We came and fought for as much as we could get for the families. Now, what was supposed to be a no-fault, non-adversarial alternative to a lawsuit has turned into a mock court trial in this U.S. Court of Claims, where instead of being allowed to plead your case in front of a jury of your peers, you are pleading your case in front of one person, a special master, appointed by the U.S. Court of Claims. So over the years, what the Departments of Justice and Departments of Health and Human Services have done is that they've really gutted the original deal that was made in this law, which was supposed to presume causation in the absence of a better explanation. That is, children were supposed to be compensated if you could not find an alternative explanation to why they became brain injured or died after vaccination. It was never supposed to be a place where you were supposed to prove causation in fact, like you have to in a civil court of law. But over the years, because they've gutted this system and made it very, very weak and very hard for plaintiff's lawyers and the victims, it's turned into this joke. And the result, the culmination of it, was what happened several weeks ago when the U.S. Court of Claims, and you know, I don't even know how this happened, and that there was like this class action suit, in effect, that was brought on behalf of like about 5,000 children who had regressed after vaccination into autism. And there were only two very narrow biological mechanism arguments made that had to do with thimerosal and MMR vaccine, even though there are many other biological mechanisms that could have been argued or been argued differently. So they lumped all of these children into two small, narrow arguments as to why they were brain injured by these vaccines. And what happened was, because the really good studies that should be published in the medical literature don't get published, why don't they get published? Because the pharmaceutical industry has an inordinate influence on what is published in the medical literature. And that was the same week the same day that court, the judgment was issued, which denied these children compensation. The British Medical Journal had the courage, for once, to publish an article by Tom Jefferson out of Italy, an epidemiologist who has a lot of integrity, who publishes reviews for the Cochrane Collaboration. And he showed that on influenza vaccine, for example, he showed with doing an actual epidemiological analysis that the studies that are funded by the pharmaceutical companies get preferential treatment in the medical journals. And those who are not funded by pharma don't get published or are not valued as highly. So what did the U.S. Court of Claims judges have, special masters have to consider? They had inadequate evidence to consider officially because you don't have the studies published that should be published. Plus you have lousy studies published. So what happened net was, They rejected these three cases, which is going to have an impact on all of those other children.
Yeah, setting a precedent. Barbara Lowe Fisher, stay there. We're going to come back and get more into this. and talk about solutions, because we are reaching critical mass. Folks are really waking up right now to the fact that these vaccines are killing and maiming a lot of people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, going back to Barbara Lowe Fisher, some of your phone calls for her coming up specifically on the vaccine issue, 1-800-259-9231. Now, I know in globalist documents we covered in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, they say they would use vaccines to put the soft kill weapons, the viruses, the chemicals to dumb people down to create this new society. But there's no doubt that these big companies know it's hurting people, the government knows it's hurting people, and they're doing it. And I guess we should probably get, you know, into a discussion with you about the fact that all over the country they do these stunts where they say it's the law, you've got to have shots or you're going to jail, when there's waivers to not have to take them to go to school or work at a certain business. But those waivers themselves aren't even law to get one. Now they're trying to deny waivers. So they train us first to take a waiver, and then they take the waiver away when there's not even a law. That's kind of like the NIS and the animal ID and all that, too, taking over farms. It's this color of law where they train us to do things that aren't even the law. Where is the fight going? Because as people wake up to the fact that vaccines are just deadly and horrible, and as now we see PR ads everywhere about how corn syrup's good for us and how vaccines are good for us and how melamine's okay for us. I mean, that's on the TV now as ads. That shows they're getting desperate. So I mean, that's exciting to know people are waking up. But the establishment's counterstriking, saying we're just going to go ahead and try to actually pass laws to make you take them because, you're figuring out that we lied to you and there's no law. I mean, that's a mouthful, but can you comment on that?
I agree with you. I'll tell you what I'm really concerned about. In the early 1990s, pharmaceutical companies and government and actually even stars in Hollywood, unfortunately, decided it was a great idea to set up electronic vaccine tracking systems. They started in cities and then they moved to states, and now we're going to see a national medical records electronic tracking system set up under the new stimulus plan the reform of health insurance, and the vaccine tracking systems are going to definitely become part of that. And, you know, in 1995, Donna Shalala and HHS appropriated the Social Security number for use in vaccine tracking systems. The vaccine issue was the first used to justify electronic tracking of citizens in this country.
And let me just add for folks that aren't aware of this, they're saying under the new national ID and the new medical monitoring system that they're setting the policies through the bioethicist boards of the hospitals, mm-hmm. and they're doing these scare stories about tuberculosis and things. They let all the immigrants come in, and they don't test them. But then they're saying citizens and people won't be able to fly. They're actually proposing this. I'm sure you've heard of it. If you haven't had all your shots up to date. So they're really getting ready to clamp down.
Well, indeed, in 1991, they forwarded this sort of national healthcare ID idea and the electronic medical tracking. At that time, people were outraged and they protested against it. I remember NVIC, my organization, testified and said, you know, this is not a good idea. We knew the vaccine tracking systems was what they wanted, and we knew that there was going to be societal punishments attached, most likely, for not complying. Back then, there was a suggestion by different people that you shouldn't be able to file your state or federal taxes and take an exemption for children, especially if you couldn't show proof that the child had gotten all government-recommended vaccines. You couldn't get a driver's license. They were talking at that time about planes, you know, getting on planes or going into stadiums or whatever. And at the time, society was not ready for it. Well, they took their time, and now this is going to be forwarded. I have always been very, very concerned about this because, you know, once you have a tracking of everybody's movements and you have a tracking of everybody's health care records and vaccination status, it is easy to attach societal sanctions for not, for example, vaccinating with all government-recommended vaccines. So, since 9/11, there definitely has been an attempt to define disease control as a matter of national and international
security. Let me stop there. This isn't some science fiction movie. Tommy Thompson, as Health and Human Services Secretary, 5 years ago traveled to high schools all over the country and colleges and said, every American, by law, needs an implantable microchip to stop epidemics so we can track all of you. So they're openly saying forced chipping on record, but then he refused to take it himself. So a lot of times people stand down to this stuff because it sounds so crazy, but it's the government and the corporations pushing it. And I know there are a bunch of eugenicists that want to carry out healthcare rationing and getting rid of the old. Tom Daschle in his book said that. It's in the bill to start rationing. So this is eugenics. This isn't good government healthcare, you know, which is bad enough. It gives the government total control to make you do what they want. And in England, as you know, Barbara, but the listeners probably don't, 2 years ago, they started threatening people under government health care that they had to have all their vaccines, or they're denying not just children, but adults critical care. You pay your taxes, you're in a socialist system, and they say, you won't put in your body what we want, you're not going to get health care.
Well, you know, you have to understand that this happened to my son. When my son was vaccine injured in 1980, there is no way that I ever imagined that I would learn the things that I've learned over the last 27 years. And I sat at the table with people from industry, from government, from special interest groups funded by industry. I do not believe that all of them are deliberately trying to hurt people. What I think is that ideology has definitely blinded people. They do see these vaccines. I remember Robert Mendelson, who was the founder of the holistic healthcare movement in this country back in the 1970s, used to say that vaccination is the new sacrament. And it is almost like a religion.
No, it's a government religion. Oh, give me the sacrament.
It's like a religion in that they believe, or at least, you know, I can't ascribe what everybody.
Look, they're eugenicists. They want to set the precedent that we line up and take whatever shots they say, just like going into the showers.
I do believe that they want us to take, absolutely want to have, create a system whereby we will be forced to take the products, the pharmaceutical products and the vaccines that they believe are going to, quote, keep the society safe. Now, I don't agree.
Well, they've been doing national drills to forcibly inoculate us under FEMA.
Well, and I'm concerned that we have, for whatever reason they're doing it, we as a society, as a people, as a free people, need to stand up and say, state legislators, federal legislators, you have got to pass legislation that is going to protect our right to informed consent to use of any pharmaceutical product or medical intervention that can kill or injure us or our children. That is a fundamental right. The right to bodily integrity, to individual autonomy, is a human right. And we look the other way and are complacent and apathetic and trust blindly at our peril.
Yeah, let me say this.
For sure.
Let me say this, Barbara Lowe Fisher, and get your take on it as one of the preeminent experts on this. We're talking to all the doctors and, you know, constantly tracking all the latest developments and research. Even if vaccines had never hurt anybody and were wonderful and were great, it would be a wicked, evil, dangerous precedent to set a precedent where whatever the government says they want in our body, they can force, because down the road some evil group could come into control and do that. But instead,
I totally agree with you. That's a very important statement. We have, you know, incrementally our freedoms are being taken from us, and people lead such busy lives, and they need to understand they have to every single day be vigilant. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. I believe that was Thomas Jefferson or someone who said that, but it is so true, because if you set up an infrastructure and a government that doesn't allow the people to have free choice, particularly in healthcare, then somebody, as you point out, could come in and use that against all of us.
And then you look at the truth, the atomic soldiers, the Tuskegee Airmen, the children being radiated to death, thousands of them here in the U.S., then you know it is a bad group already in control. They set it up. It is evil intentions. It is bad. You have a bunch of lazy bureaucrats, control freaks at health departments and state health departments and federal level. Yeah, they're just following orders. They're compartmentalized. They're blissfully ignorant. They shoot their kids up and watch them get in the corner and be gone forever. And they just rationalize it. It's a sick cult. And then they turn it into a cult, like everybody dying of cancer because the hormones in the food, the women and the breast cancer. They make that a weird cult of, you know, getting together and giving money to the very groups engineering it. This is eugenics, Barbara, and this is being done by design. And bottom line, what collision do you see happening? I mean, the collision's already going on, but I see it intensifying as the death, the destruction, the maiming, the pain, the UN's been caught putting sterilization hormones and tetanus shots. That's on record. I mean, as more and more die and they go, it's good, it's good, it's good. We want to put it in mosquitoes so you have to take it. We want to put it in your food so you have to take it. You know, and as everybody's getting sick and they just keep going, the men in SWAT teams will drop by if you don't take it. Your loving government. I mean, how can the cattle not see what's happening to them?
Well, you know, I've been really interested in how Hollywood, in both film and on television, in drama in the evenings, is starting to sort of shine a light on some of this through fiction. I mean, if you look at some of the films that have been out, whether it's I Am Legend, V for Vendetta, some of the films, is the 11th Hour on that is now a series.
That's because so many Hollywood people have given the shots to their kids. I know you know Charlie Sheen, and it's hurt their children.
Well, certainly our creative people in society, our authors, our screenwriters, playwriters, they do sometimes see where things are going, and they're like they ring the bell, and I definitely see this. More and more, you're seeing these themes of science gone amok, physicians, science physicians who kind of are playing God, and the result, when you don't have the people have control over those who are in positions of power who are playing God.
Mm-hmm. That was my next point, Barbara. We've got to have you back up soon for 2 hours. Once a year is not enough. We appreciate you. We want to give out the website. But the other side of that, my wife tells me, she watches a little bit of TV. There's some show called The Practice, and it's all about how got to get the abortion. You're backwards if you don't want it. Just selling abortion. I mean, even if you're for abortion, what's the fact of selling it? And then selling, oh, everybody dies or gets sick at the clinic because one person hadn't been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. If you're supposedly vaccinated, somebody who isn't vaccinated isn't going to infect you. So we also see counter propaganda.
Well, certainly, if one is going to take the risk with getting a vaccine, because every vaccine carries a risk that's greater for some than others, then one should at least be at least 99 to 100% guaranteed that that vaccine is going to work. And you're right. If the vaccines are as effective as the companies said they are and the government has said they are, then you should have the vaccinated should have nothing to fear from the unvaccinated, and there shouldn't be such an issue about forcing people to get vaccinated if they don't want to.
Now, what about what happened in Maryland a year and a half ago? I had the state attorney on, and he said, I haven't vaccinated my kids. And I said, well, why are there police dogs? Well, in case there was any problem. Guys in riot gear, police dogs, thousands of kids, 1,500 kids and their parents, thinking that it was the law to take shots, crying, not wanting it subconsciously, you know, knowing it was bad, and then they didn't even show them waivers or let them know. I mean, this mass fraud of every year before school saying it's the law, you got to take shots when it's not the law. That right there should make everybody run from vaccines.
Well, I think a lot of people looked at that TV coverage, and I was there that day, and I can tell you it was a very chilling sight, because they made sure that that SWAT team with those police dogs and carrying guns were very visible. They did it deliberately. And they would not let anyone into that courthouse to look at what was happening, including the media. And so I thought it was just a very chilling scene, and I thought it was a wake-up call for everybody, because this is an inappropriate flexing of state power.
Well,
why were those kids lined up with their parents? Why were they summoned? Because they hadn't gotten a chickenpox or a hepatitis B shot. Give me a break.
Well, let's stop right there. I mean, let's address and recognize you were there. We had other eyewitnesses on, but I didn't know you were there. I want you to hear you lay it out. There's a mass hoax where they say you'll be arrested if you don't take it. And then I have the state attorney on, and he laughs and says, my kids don't take it. Yeah, Alex, I know it's not the law. Like, it's funny. And they think they're there crying, thinking it's the law. It was a mass exercise of false arrest, of false imprisonment. I mean, it's just with SWAT teams and dogs and armor and men in black and people lined up being injected, and it wasn't even a law. I mean, it's a crime.
Well, you know, I have one memory that really will always stay with me. I was there with my son, and we had a video camera, and I was trying to talk with the parents who were exiting with their kids to interview them about what had happened in the courthouse since nobody was allowed in. And there were these cement balls that were like hundreds of feet away from the entrance. And I don't know why. I guess I was clueless. I didn't realize that we weren't supposed to be on the other side of the balls. We were supposed to be on the outer edge. Well, I had stepped inside to just like 12 inches to talk to this mom who came out with her children. And while we were talking, one of the SWAT team with his hand on his gun and the dog came out of the courthouse walking toward me. And I'm telling you, Alex, it was like I felt this sinking. I felt my throat go into my stomach, you know, that kind of flash of fear. And I thought to myself, this must be how any person who in any time in the world who has come up against the power of the state felt when they knew that power was coming toward them. And it was, I thought, this is so inappropriate. I did get on, he motioned for me, he directed me as he walked toward me with that dog to get on the other side of that cement ball. Now, it was just such an inappropriate
No, stop. It wasn't inappropriate. It was hardcore, vicious tyranny. And once we cow to them, you go to D.C., New York, cops say, no cameras, turn them off, we're going to watch you with our cameras. It's just, you're a slave, get down there and lick my boots. And meanwhile, those cops are shooting their kids up, and their kids are doing this, and the cops are high-fiving. It's just, it's really fun to serve the system and be evil and to not care. And I saw the dogs and the cops, and they tell them to stand there like this going, you know, we have video on the upcoming film, The Obama Deception, with just cops in New York literally with black helmets going. I mean, it's total tyranny, and you're the enemy because you've got a video camera. You're the enemy. You're trying to talk to other slaves. You're trying to interface. He's got to stop you. I mean, what a slob. What a piece of crap. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it was something that I just never thought that I would experience in America, and that is why I felt really sad that day, and I wrote a blog about it. I have a blog, vaccineawakening.blogspot.com, where I have commentary on what I see happening. And since I've been doing this for 27 years, I kind of have a perspective, you know, on how this has evolved. And I do share your concern about the erosion of civil liberties and this sort of like Big Brother type system that's about to, I think, become more oppressive if we don't, as individuals, stand up and work to correct the system. And this is not how our founders envisioned America would be in the 21st century, I am sure.
Absolutely. Again, the police nationwide are being trained to forcibly inject you and your family. They've hired 26,000 clergy response team preachers to brainwash their flock for it. Don't take those special shots during the emergency. They're soft kill weapons. We have the documents. Be aware of the eugenics operation. Makes Hitler look tame.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection, Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes, and Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your
retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
I'll be back live with an abbreviated transmission this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. Barbara Lowe Fisher, I'm going to get her back up in the next few weeks for 2 hours to really break things down and talk about solutions to fight this. But I want to take a call or two from Linda and Sarah, maybe Dozer and Adam. We'll see in the time we have left. Don't forget, the Obama Deception is already on sale right now, the new film. Be sure to be the first to get that. Infowars.com, theobamadeception.net. You can find out more right there. Barbara, we've been at PrisonPlanet.tv, we've been putting your blog and the National Vaccine Information Center website up, but audibly, give everybody those website addresses.
Yes, www.nvic.org. That's for National Vaccine Information Center, nvic.org. And the blog is vaccineawakening.blogspot.com.
Or just Google Barbara Lowe Fisher, and I see you out there fighting everywhere, and you've gained so much credibility over the years. I even see you on a lot of mainstream television. And it seems like we're winning the fight to wake people up, but we're losing the fight with them forcing it on us. I see an explosion.
I do see a train crash coming. I think that as the people become more enlightened, as they understand and have the information, and certainly the internet in the last decade has really brought this information to the people that they didn't have access to before. And so, and the internet is a way for people to communicate with each other around the world. So those in power are having a hard time controlling the information.
So they got to have a cop with a German Shepherd and a gun march towards a woman with her little boy. Now expanding on that, I want to take a call or two here. I wish we had more time, but unfortunately the show is basically over. But if you're a police officer, government bureaucrat, this is hurting your children too. You're with the people. Yeah. I can't understand how these control freaks in government relish lying and forcing vaccines.
Well, you know, I remember when the Berlin Wall went up, and I remember when it fell, and I remember when the guards were told to shoot the people who were trying to go over the Berlin Wall. And at some point, they just laid down their guns and said, we're not going to shoot anymore. And, you know, I've always predicted that we were going to go through a period of great oppression before we are going to break through to what I call an awakening, which is why I call my blog a vaccine awakening. I think that we may be entering a time where we will have oppression. But the people, I believe in the power of the people. I believe in their common sense and in their wisdom. And ultimately, they will do what they need to do to protect the biological integrity of themselves and their children. Because our children is all we have. That is the future. And we have the biological imperative. It dictates that we must protect the genetic integrity of our children and the biological integrity. So I believe the people will ultimately win, but I think there'll be a lot of suffering in between.
That's right, and the mercury actually attacks the DNA. That's what you're alluding to. I apologize to Linda, Sarah, Dozer, Adam, and others. We're just out of time. Barbara, I always forget to have you on, and I know you're very busy, but can I have my producer right now look at your book and set you up for 2 hours in the next few weeks so we can – these people are calling in with stories of it killing their children or maiming them – so we can take calls and go through and cover more of the carnage?
Okay, I'll hang on.
Okay, yeah, let's do this. I'm going to have on this number, I'm going to have Rob call you back and set you up right now. But one more time, give folks those websites so they can see all the documentation.
It's www.nvic for National Vaccine Information Center, nvic.org, and vaccineawakening.blogspot.com.
Yes, okay, thank you. Rob's going to call you right now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Take care. We're out of time. This is what this show is all about, solutions. Showing you how something's hurting you, showing you how there's the tyranny, so you have the right to say no and empower yourself. The state's rights issues, all of it. God bless you all. See you back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Retransmission until then starts at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get out there and wake people up. Fight tyranny.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.